Doreen McAfee doesn't need an introduction, really, when she comes to Ballymoney. And we are delighted as she is here for our deputation meetings around our churches, representing the work in Kenya, that she's been able to be with us for Children's Day. And she's going to come now and speak to the children. You're welcome, Doreen, to your home church in the Lord's name. Thank you.
I'd better do my unpacking first, otherwise I'll keep disappearing behind the pulpit. But it's lovely to be here in Ballymoney this morning. It's lovely to see all here gathered out. I should say happy Father's Day to all the fathers who are here. I hope you've been treated well today from the morning, and I hope it continues for the rest of the day. I also want to thank the boys and girls for taking part, and they did really, really well. The singing was lovely, and those who read as well, and it all went very well. And I think we have enjoyed it. And of course, little John as well. We've really enjoyed listening to him sing. We're coming now to the Word of God. So I want the boys and girls to sit up really well and listen really well. I like to ask questions. I'm a teacher, you know, so I like to ask lots of questions. And if I ask questions, I hope somebody will put up a hand and answer me. All right. But first of all, I want to read just from the Word of God from the book of Daniel. Now, a lot of people have already read for us, so I'm just going to read a few verses from Daniel chapter 5. The book of Daniel chapter 5. Daniel chapter 5, and we're going to read from verse 25 to verse 28. This is part of the record that tells us about a king called Belshazzar. And he had a big party, or he had a big feast. And something very strange happened at that feast. I wonder, does anybody know what it was? Something very strange happened. It's never happened at any party I've been at. And I'm fairly sure it's never happened at any party you've been at. But something happened at his feast, or something happened at his party. Something appeared and started to do something. Jed? Shout it out loud. Good man. A hand started to write on the wall. And you know, it really upset everything. It stopped the party, and the king couldn't do anything until he found out what this writing meant. And we're going to read the verses where Daniel is telling him the meaning of the words that had been written. So it's Daniel chapter 5 and verse 25. Daniel said, and this is the writing that was written. Mene, Mene, Tekel, Upharsin. This is the interpretation of the thing. Mene, God hath numbered thy kingdom and finished it. Tekel, thou art weighed in the balances and art found wanting. Perez, thy kingdom is divided and given to the Medes and Persians. We'll end our reading there. We trust the Lord will bless the reading of his word to your hearts. Let's have a wee word of prayer, please. Our Father in heaven, we give thee thanks for all that we have heard this morning. We thank thee, Lord, for the words in song. We thank thee for the words that have been read from thy truth. And we pray, Lord, that thou would write them upon our hearts. We thank thee also for the opportunity to read thy truth today. We pray, Lord, that thou wilt help us to remember it, help us to think upon it, and help us now as we come to consider the message that thou wouldst have for us today. We pray, Lord, that thou wilt challenge us. We pray, Lord, that thou wilt speak to us. We pray, Lord, that thou wilt help us to hear, and Lord, help us to take it to heart. And Lord, we do pray that if there be any in this place who are outside of Christ, we pray that even today they would accept him and they would trust in him. For we ask it in his precious name. Amen. Now I want to show you something, so if you just wait for a minute till I bring it up, then I want you to tell me what it is. It might be hard to see it for some of the people at the back, but I think the boys and girls should be able to see it all right. Does anybody know what it is? Some hands up. Emily. Scales, a set of scales, all
right, it's a set of scales. Does anybody have a set of scales like that at home? Do you have a set? Oh, good for you. All right, what do you think we use them for? For what? For putting parcels on. Well, that's what I'm going to use it for. But at home, we don't use it for putting parcels on. We use them for something else. You need this here on it. Then it works a bit better. Yes? Measuring stuff. Good man. You use it for measuring stuff. Especially if you want to do a wee bit of baking. And I'm sure you were all doing something nice for Daddy and for Father's Day. So use it for baking. Now, so we call them scales, but another word we could use for them is balances. We could say this is a set of balances because, you see, the idea is you're supposed to make it balance. You're supposed to make it balance. That's how it's supposed to work. And here we read about a man, and he got a message from God. And the message had three parts. One part said, God hath numbered thy kingdom and finished it. That wasn't very good, was it? God has numbered your kingdom and finished it. That was bad news. And another part was, thy kingdom is divided and given to the Medes and Persians. That was bad news. Not only was his time of ruling coming to an end, but the kingdom was going to be handed over to the enemy. But you know, the worst bit of the news, I think, was the middle part. The interpretation of that word, tekel, where it said thou art weighed in the balances and art found wanting. And that's what I want us to think about this morning. Here was a man who was weighed in the balances. When he was weighed, or when he was measured, he was found wanting. He was found wanting. Now, when Daniel spoke to him, he said, thou art weighed in the balances and art found wanting. Who did Daniel say was being weighed? Daniel spoke to the king. Who did he say was being weighed? He said, thou art weighed in the balances and art found wanting. What's that word thou mean? Yes? Down at the back. It means you. Daniel looked at that king and he said, you. You have been weighed in the balances and you are found wanting. And today I want you to think about what it would be like if somebody weighed you. Now, I don't mean to get the scales out and get you all to line up and stand on and tell you how many kilos you are. You see some people giving a sigh of relief, and I'd be one of them, that we're not going to do that. But I want you to think today about what it would be like if we weighed you. And not just if we weighed you, because it wasn't that somebody had weighed this man. Who had weighed this king? Who had weighed him and found him wanting? Yes? God. That's exactly right. It wasn't that Daniel had weighed him. It wasn't that some other person in the kingdom had weighed him. It wasn't that anybody else that you might want to mention had weighed him. The thing was, God had weighed him. And I want us to think about God's balances. If God weighed you in his balances, what would he say? What would he say about you if he weighed you in his balances? Now, first of all, I want us to think about, just generally speaking, you know, as human beings, as God's creatures, if God was to weigh you, what would he say about you? And you might say, well, now, as a human being, I don't think I do too badly. If you went to my house, you talked to the people at home, I think you would find that I'm not a bad person. Actually, they would say I'm pretty good. And as things go, I'm not too bad. I'm really doing quite well. At home, I think I'm not too bad. I think I would be doing all right there. If you put me on the scales, I think it would be okay. And then maybe you might say, you know, if you went to my school, if you went to school and talked to my teacher, She would tell you, I'm one of the best in class. Good behaviour, good work, good attention, very polite, do everything I'm told. You went to school, or if you're a bigger person, if we went to work, and we asked about you, they would say, oh yes, now, not bad at all, one of the best, fine fellow, couldn't get better. And you're thinking, oh, that's pretty good. I think I'm doing all right. I'm doing all right as a human being. And then, if we ask the people you play with, if we went round the park or down the road, and we find the people that you play with when you're not in the house, when you're not in school, the rest of the people that you mix with, what would they say? And you think, well, I think, you know, my friends would say, I'm a fine boy. I'm a great girl. I think they really like me. And as people go, I think I'm doing okay. I think, you know, I think things are looking well for me. I think the scales are tipped in my favour. I think it's all going well. I think when God would weigh me as a human being or as one of his creatures, I think God would be pleased. Well, let's see now. This is God's standard for his creatures. Let's see. Oh dear. Oh dear. You weren't as good as you thought you were. You see, God's standard is not like our standard. God's standard isn't like the one the people at home might use. Isn't even like the one that the teacher might use. Isn't even like the one that your friends might use. God's standard is different. And when God made us for himself and for his glory, and God wanted perfect obedience to his law. God wanted perfect obedience to his law. Now, where would we find God's law? Where would we find it? Oh dear. Some of us have gone to sleep. Where would we find God's law? Yes? In the Bible, maybe more specifically, or more particularly, if we wanted a good summary of it, where would we go? The Ten Commandments. The Ten Commandments. And you know what God says? God says, you have all sinned and come short. You've all sinned and come short. God says that the person who offends in one point of the Ten Commandments is guilty of all. And God says, there's none that doeth good. In other words, God says you're what's that word say? Wanting. God says, you're wanting. You're wanting. When God measures you as a human being in accordance with what he was expecting, God says, wanting. Oh dear. But let's say God said, well now let's measure you according to your salvation. And maybe you're thinking, oh, now I'm going to do a bit better this time. And maybe he didn't keep all the commandments and I fell down there, but I'm going to do better this time. Maybe I'll see what I can offer this time. And you say, well, now you see, sure, look, I'm here. I go to church, you know. That's bound to count for something when it comes to salvation. I mean, it's bound to weigh up pretty good in the scales. And I'm not just a blow-in once in a while sort of a person. I'm there every week. If you ask my Sunday school teacher, you'll see all the marks. And I'm there every week. That's bound to count for something. And then you say, well, what else could I say? I could say that I read and pray. I do read the Bible, you know. I read it and I even say my prayers. Mummy has taught me well and I say my prayers every night. And I think when it would come to being saved, well, surely that's bound to go a long way. I go to church and I read and I pray. And then you say, and you know, better than that, there were wee boys went round with baskets looking very hopeful there a wee while ago.
and I think they got something. You might say, you know, I give. I used to smile. I used to hear older people talking about paying in. We pay in, you know, they used to say. What they meant was they gave something to the church, and they gave it regularly. So there they are, and you're thinking, well, now I go to church, I read the Bible, I pray, give an offering. That ought to be pretty good whenever it comes to salvation and getting into heaven and all that sort of stuff. Well, where do we see now? This one says God's standard for salvation. Let's see if that's enough. Oh dear. Is it enough? Is it enough? It's not enough. Do you know what God says about that? God says, what does God say? One time. God says, you see, even if you do all those things, even if you go to church, and even if you read your Bible, and even if you pray, and even if you give an offering, and those are all good things to do, God says, I'm sorry, but you're still wanting. You're still wanting. You're just like Belshazzar. You're wanting. Because God says for salvation, without the shedding of blood, is no remission. In other words, the only thing that can take away your sin is blood. And God says, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Unless you've been born again, unless you've had the new birth, you're not saved. And Jesus Christ said, no man cometh unto the Father but by me. In other words, he said, look, if you want to be saved, you must come through me. And there's no other way. And if you haven't come that way, well then, in God's eyes, you're wanting. You're wanting. But maybe today you could say, well, I am saved. I am saved. Well, now, what if God weighed you? What if God weighed you as a Christian? What if God weighed you as a Christian? Let's say if God weighed your love. Did you know that Christians are supposed to love? Supposed to love one another. Supposed to love God. Let's say God weighed your love, and you might say, well, I think I'm quite a loving person, really. You ask the people at home and they tell you, I'm a lovely person to know. I'm quite loving, really. And then what if God weighed your obedience? You know, you're supposed to love him and you're supposed to keep his commandments. God weighed how well you obeyed. I wonder how it would go. And then you're supposed to tell others. You're supposed to go into all the world, preach the gospel to every creature. If God weighed how you were telling others, and let's see what God says about those things. God says that we're to love him. We're to love him with all our mind, with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our mind, with all our strength, and our neighbour as ourselves. And God says we're to keep his commandments, and they're not to be grievous to us. In other words, we're not to be humping and mumping and moaning and groaning, that we have to keep them. And God says we're to go into all the world. Now, if God weighed you according to his standard for Christians, oh dear me, what would God say? Would he say? Yes. We must nearly all know this word now. Yes. What's it say? Wanting. Wanting. Belshazzar was told, thou art weighed in the balances and found wanting. I wonder, as God weighs you today, are you found wanting? And you might say, well, what can I do about it? What can I do about it? This perfect obedience that God requires, this spotless sacrifice, this shedding of blood that God needed for salvation, and this sort of life that God expects me to live, is there any way that I could measure up in all those things? Let's see. There's the standard for Christians. Was it? And there's the standard for salvation. Oh dear. And there's the standard for human beings, just as a creature that God has made. Oh my. Would there be any way that we could measure up? What about that? What about that? Is that one thing? Is Christ one thing? Is Christ one thing? No. When it comes to perfectly obeying God, we can say about Christ that he satisfied. He satisfied God. When it comes to making the sacrifice for sin that God required, he satisfied God. When it came to living the way that a Christian should live, he satisfied God. He's not wanting. We could say he is enough. Or he satisfies all that God requires. And you know, the only way for you to satisfy God, the only way for you to be weighed in the balances and not found one thing, is to accept Christ and to trust in him and to believe in him. And I hope that every boy and girl and every adult, every person who's here would do that and would not fear the balances of God, but that would know that he is right in the sight of our Heavenly Father. Thank you for listening. And God bless his word to your hearts.
Thank you, Norrie. We really appreciate that, bringing that very clear-cut word. I'm sure the children enjoyed it. I'm sure you were challenged by it.